As the debate surrounding stem cell research and cloning continues, talk has remained focused around the potential advantages for people with disabilities or illness and the possible economic benefits. Katrina George, Director of Women's Forum Australia, says amongst all this discussion, the potential health effects facing women have been left out.
Women need to be given several dosages of quite powerful hormones over a number of weeks, and up to 10% of women who undergo that experience a serious condition called ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome. When that occurs, 30 or more eggs start to develop simultaneously, and there are some serious symptoms that can occur.
Short-term symptoms range from headaches and vomiting to renal failure, future infertility, and even on occasion death. Ms. George says that long-term health effects are even more problematic.
We haven't had time yet to study these long-term risks. The women who first used these drugs in the 1960s are only now coming to the age where hormonally related cancers become common. So it could be some time before we have the opportunity to study these long-term health risks.
Women's Forum Australia says that future debate surrounding stem cell research must broaden to benefit the health of all Australians. Alana Phelan reporting for CCN Online.